The victory of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump in the 2016 U.S. election was a shock to his supporters and opponents alike, due to the critical mass of statewide and national polls that had confidently predicted a win for former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Exit polls, too, had forecast that Clinton would be the next president, but discrepancies between exit polling and actual vote totals led many observers to suspect that the election outcome was somehow rigged in favor of the GOP. Civil rights advocates had long charged that the Republican Party had effectively instituted voter suppression laws in 21 states after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling in 2013 gutted a key section of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. These new laws included restrictive voter ID regulations, reduction in the days and hours of early voting, obstacles placed on registering new voters and accessing absentee ballots, all designed, critics charged, to make it more difficult for minority and young citizens to vote. While some of these laws were challenged and overturned, opponents charged that the chaotic changes in election rules led to confusion and lower voter turnout. Greg Pallast is an investigative reporter and award-winning author who uncovered the 2000 Republican voter purge in Florida that led to what many charge was a stolen election, where the U.S. Supreme Court intervened in the disputed vote count and appointed George W. Bush as president. In his new documentary film titled The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, Pallast investigates a multi-state system known as CrossCheck, supposedly designed to check for voters who had registered more than once and to prevent fraudulent multiple voting. Your reporter spoke with Pallast, who explains why he believes the cross-check system was employed to wrongly purge some 1.1 million Americans of color from the voter rolls, many in crucial GOP-controlled battleground states that could have changed the outcome of the election.
One of the biggest factors in the loss of Hillary Clinton, and remember, it's not a loss. This is one of the things we have to understand. While Clinton not only won the popular vote, she won those exit polls in every one of the swing states, which is odd because our State Department considers exit polls the gold standard of a measure whether an election is honest. So if the official numbers, as they did in Peru and the Ukraine and in Serbia, disagree with the exit polls, the official vote is discounted as fraudulent. So what happened here? Do we have a fraudulent vote? And the answer is yes. And here's why. And how could it be different? How could people walk out and you have a different count? We have about 5 million votes, 6 million votes in America, which are never counted. And you go, what? Yes. People go in and get something. Their names are missing from the voter rolls. They're given something called a provisional ballot. Then the ballot's thrown out because they're not in the voter rolls. We have ballots which are invalidated and thrown out, and then absentee ballots invalidated and thrown out are what they call spoilage. There's about 5 million of these votes, and the chance your vote will spoil or be invalidated, according to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, is about 900% higher if you're black than if you're white. This is the core. And so when people walk out to the exit pollsters, they answer honestly who they voted for. What they can't answer is, did your vote count? About 6 million votes didn't count. Overwhelmingly, those are minority voters who voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton. Now, how does that happen? How do these votes get invalidated? That's where we get to this new game called cross-check that's in the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Actually, all these games are, but this is the center of the investigation in the film. A lot of discussion in the papers today and yesterday about a guy named Chris Kobach, who is the probable Homeland Security chief for Trump, one of his earliest and most stalwart allies, quite a brilliant guy. Currently the Secretary of State of Kansas, which puts him in charge of the voter rolls there. Who cares about Kansas except that he was able to convince the other Republican voting officials, 30 other Secretaries of State, to give him their entire voter rolls, so he could hunt for the double voters. And he stuck them all on the computer. They literally took all the names of American voters in Republican states, ran through the computer and did nothing more than match their first name and their last name, and completely ignored the fact that, for example, it was Maria Cristina Hernandez and Maria Isabel Hernandez, and that was meant to be one single voter. And you'd say, well, they can't be one vote or they're two different names. It doesn't matter. They both stood to lose their vote, period. And so the result is that they knocked off about 12% of the people on the list. About 1.1 million voters showed up on Tuesday, and their names were not on the voter rolls. So they either went away discouraged or they filled out these provisional ballots. And if your name's not on the voter rolls, even if it's removed for the wrong reason, you can't have your ballot counted. You lose your vote.
Well, Greg, what are the prospects that there'll be some kind of investigation given the evidence you accumulated of this cross-check system and the millions of votes that were expunged from the rolls that had a profound effect on the results of the 2016 election? Is there any interest in Congress in investigating this? Any other third-party organizations stepping up to take a good look at what you found here?
The Congressional Black Caucus has demanded an investigation by the Justice Department. Alcee Hastings actually handed my documentation, a copy of the film The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and a copy of my Rolling Stone articles to the Attorney General, put it in her hand, and said, now you got it. You can't say you didn't get it. I want indictments. He said that before the election, by the way. And Keith Ellison has signed on to maybe become chairman of the Democratic Party. We could say maybe that'll blast things open. ACLU is preparing litigation. The NAACP in North Carolina under Reverend William Barber has already filed a suit citing cross-check. Suits are being formulated in Ohio. And I hope that there will be congressional hearings. But I got to tell you, the problem is that the U.S. press really, really hates this subject. You can't get a word of this in the New York Times or the Washington Post, the Pravda and Izvestia of the American elite. They're literally afraid to touch the subject.
That was investigative reporter and author Greg Palast, whose new documentary film is titled The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. Find links to Palast's investigation and related information by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.